And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Melinda McAdams with Sitka Studio of Dance, here to talk about the monthly grind, which is coming up this Saturday. Welcome to Morning Edition, Melinda.
Thank you, Melissa.
Well, you're producing the annual International Grind. Let's talk a bit about the theme.
Yeah, so the International Dance Grind is an effort to bring all the dancers in Sitka together to share with each other. So I reached out to as many groups and individuals as I could think of to invite them to come and perform. And we got a really good response. We have lots of different people and groups performing. Also, being that it's the International Dance Grind, our hosts, the MCs for the show, are five of Sitka's exchange students. So we're going to get a little international flair from the hosts as well.
That's exciting.
It is. It's great.
Can you talk about some of the 12 acts?
Right. So we're going to open the program with some dancers from both the Shikokwan and the Nakahiti dancers. They'll do a welcome. We have dancers from the Sitka Spruce Celtic dancers. They'll be doing excerpts from their upcoming production of Red Riding Hood. Sitka Studio of Dance is going to bring a dance from France. There will be two girls doing a Mexican hat dance. Mm-hmm. Two boys created a hip-hop dance. And then there are two girls doing a lyrical dance. Lyrical is kind of like swishy ballet. The New York Angel dancers will be performing. There will be salsa. The Mount Edgecombe High School Yupik dance group will be there. Fireweed Dance Theater will bring two dances. And then sort of the icing on the cake is two of the exchange students will be bringing traditional dances from their home country to share with us.
Oh, well, that is very exciting.
It is.
Yeah. What's it like to organize this kind of event?
It actually is a little bit hard to reach out and to find everyone to organize the on Saturday. Of course, we have sound check and rehearsal time, trying to find the order of the program, just really honestly trying to get contact information for everyone is hard. Some people are on Facebook, some people are on email, some people want you to use the phone. And so I've spent a lot of time reaching out, but it's all come together now. I think we're really ready for the weekend to come and it's going to be great. It's been really exciting to have people excited to share. I think that's going to be one of the great things about the program is not only is the audience going to be entertained, but the performers are going to get a chance to see what other dancers in town are doing. There's a lot of variety of the style of dance in town, and I think that's going to be great. I also think it's going to be really exciting for people to see the range in ages, you know, as young as six up through grandmas. So I think that's going to be maybe even what I think is the most important part is for the youngsters to see that you don't stop dancing just because you've graduated from high school. You keep on dancing because it's important and it's fun. And so for all those ages to look at each other and admire each other and be inspired by each other, I think that's going to be a fantastic part of the show.
You know, I'm always really amazed by the diversity, the breadth, and the sheer number of dance opportunities that there are in this town.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really great to see everybody coming together and collaborating.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I just, it's going to be a little crowded in that little tiny dressing room at the community house. So we'll have a little togetherness. That'll be exciting. But I'm really just hoping that people will get a chance to observe each other and be inspired by each other.
Well, let's talk about the nuts and bolts of the monthly grind. When, sure. Where, and how does it work?
So it's at the Shikokwan Nakahiti Community House. The doors open at 6:30. The ticket price is $5 for adults and $1 for children 12 and under. However, if you bring a plate of homemade desserts, and we are encouraging international desserts, you will get your ticket money refunded to you at the door. So doors open at 6:30. The program starts at 7. I haven't checked the availability of the tickets right now. They're sold at Old Harbor Books, and it's very common for a grind to sell out. So it'd be worth it to go down there today and check and make sure that there's tickets available. The show starts at 7. There's an intermission where we all get to share in the desserts that everyone's brought. There's a dessert contest, so there's voting about whose desserts are the most wonderful. And then there are prizes for the winners. And then we finish with the second half of the show.
Okay. And you've been dancing in this town for a very long time, haven't you?
Yeah, a long time. Yeah, I moved here in 91.
And how have you seen the dance community change over the years?
It's really grown. I think when I started here, there was baton twirling. So that's close to dance, but not quite the same. I started and I think people were just a little bit surprised that someone was going to be doing classes on a regular basis. They had had some people come over from Juneau and do workshops, but there was nobody full-time. There had been in the past, of course, but not recently. But now there's just more and more opportunities for dance all over the place. So I think it's great to see it growing and lots more different styles. Everybody can find something to suit them, which is always more fun if, you know, it's just the style that really touches your heart, then that's the one you should do. So now that there's more variety in town of different dance groups offering different styles, I just think that is just the best.
More opportunities for people's hearts to be touched.
Yes.
How long has this international dance grind been going on? Do you know?
This is the first one.
The first one.
Yeah. Yay, so really
it
excited.
It will be the annual next year.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The grind really tries to change it up and do different ones in different years, but I'm hoping it won't be the last.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, anything else you'd like to share?
No, I just hope that everybody can come down and support the dancers. It's amazing to me, the styles that we have. And I'm really impressed with especially the kids that took on their own choreography and just decided they wanted to share. And they're coming unaffiliated. They're just dancers. So I think that that will be exciting for people, too.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming down, Melinda.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Melinda McAdams. She's directing the International Dance Grind. That is coming up at on this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Sitkaquan Nakahiti. Doors open at 6:30, and dancers of all stripes from all over Sitka will be featured. Tickets at Old Harbor Books.